For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Many legal experts say it's probably not a good idea for President Trump to appear before the grand jury in the Russia probe, and one member of his legal team says they'll go to court to block any effort to subpoena him. The question most experts are asking is, can a president pardon himself in a criminal case? Trump attorney Rudy Giuliani on the president and the Constitution.
Has no intention of pardoning himself, but doesn't say he can't.
Even if he can, should he do it? Congressman Kevin McCarthy is the House Republican Majority Leader.
The president has never said he'd pardon himself. I don't know where the president would go forward pardoning himself, but I don't think a president should pardon themselves.
And if he did, says Giuliani,
it would lead to probably an immediate impeachment.
Giuliani on both NBC and ABC, Congressman McCarthy on CNN State of the Union. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that not only recommend it, but use Balance of Nature as well.
I look at Balance of Nature and I look what it's doing for me as I started taking it, and for the patients that I have that are taking it, it's been phenomenal watching the changes that have happened and how much healthier and how much more energy that they have. I haven't heard any negative feedback from any of my patients who have been taking the product. The thing that amazes me with it is that it's so simple.
When you call, use discount code USA. And we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Two of the closest allies in the world are now embarking on a trade war. Canada responded with its own tariffs on U.S. imports after President Trump ordered tariffs on steel and aluminum from Canada, Mexico, and Europe. On NBC, Canada Prime Minister Justin Trudeau called it insulting.
There are no two countries that are as interconnected, interdependent. You sell more things to us every year than to UK, Japan, and China combined.
Canada plans to retaliate for the Trump administration's steep tariffs. Republican Governor John Kasich of Ohio tells CBS's Face the Nation that the president's trade move is the latest in a series of bad decisions.
We withdrew from the Paris Accords. We withdrew from the Iranian deal, which they're furious about. We didn't get in the Pacific Trade Agreement. We're going it alone. It's not America first. It's America alone. And I think it's just not good policy. In fact, it borders on dangerous, in my opinion.
This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
The murder investigations into two people who were stabbed in Las Vegas are being hampered by language difficulties. Here's more from USA Radio's Rick Vincent.
Two Vietnamese tourists were found stabbed to death in their Las Vegas hotel room yesterday. Las Vegas Police Lieutenant Ray Spencer says they were part of a group scheduled to tour the Grand Canyon before returning to Vietnam. And the investigation is going slow because many of the tourists don't speak English.
That is creating a major challenge for us as far as interviewing them. So that's what we are doing right now, is trying to find law enforcement that we can use for those interviews.
Lieutenant Spencer says the killings appear to be an isolated incident, and he says there is no threat to other guests at the hotel. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
The United States has vetoed an Arab-backed UN draft resolution that would have blamed Israel for all of the recent violence in Gaza. John Clemens has more.
Jerusalem blames the terrorist group Hamas for stirring up the violence along Israel's border that claimed the lives of 110 Palestinians while leaving thousands of others wounded. U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley said the condemnation put forth by Kuwait on behalf of Arab countries was not accurate in its characterization of the recent events in Gaza.
The resolution offered by Kuwait represents a grossly one-sided view of what has taken place in Gaza in recent weeks.
For USA Radio News, I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News,